Iris and Dua Lipa with Prisoner. The Women's Royal Army Association are pairing Second World War veterans with women who are serving or haven't long left the services. Through their buddy scheme, they're trying to end loneliness amongst elderly veterans having to isolate throughout the pandemic. As Kirsty Chambers reports, veteran Carol Taylor shares her fond memories of life in the Army.
When I joined in 1957, it was like a big family. We were all in a billet. We didn't have rooms of our own. You were never lonely. And if you wanted to go out, you'd say, oh, I'm going to the pictures. Anybody want to come? And suddenly there were six of you all going to the pictures or swimming pool or wherever you decided to go. It's like a family.
Life couldn't be further away from her service for 81-year-old veteran Carol Taylor, who spent much of this year at home. Like many others, she's been classed as a vulnerable person. But through a buddy scheme by the WRAC, she's found a new friend in retired Lieutenant Colonel Sally Caddick, who left the Army in 2004.
It means that you've got someone to talk to. And like the one I'm buddying with, oh, she's terrific. I probably never would have met her in real life. She lives so far away. She's younger than my own daughter. And she was in the Army a lot later than when I left. But to me, to have someone to speak to and listen to, like Sally, she's terrific. We talk about all sorts of things. I look forward to speaking every week with her.
Fellow buddy Sally Caddick regularly calls on Carol and shares stories of life in the Army as a woman to try and stop Carol from feeling the effects of the pandemic.
Each Monday, 4 till 5, always an hour, we just chat about anything and everything. In her own way, she's helped me. Because, you know, I live alone, albeit, you know, I've got plenty of outside activities, but I still live alone. So it's a mutual friendship.
Carol's background is one of adventure, from playing the tuba in places like Germany and Cyprus with the WRAC. She's also featured in the first Carry On film, Carry On Sergeant.
Our camp in Guildford was stationed next door to the Queen's camp, where the film was actually filmed on the parade. That was where it was. So they asked our band to walk next door to the next door camp and play for the passing out parade at the end of the film. And we got paid £4 a week, our wages, in 1958. And they gave us all a week's pay for playing, which was really an added bonus. But before that, we'd been in all sorts. We'd been to the Edinburgh Tattoo. We'd played in Holyrood Palace. There was loads and loads of things that we did.
While she's used to keeping busy as she holds down three jobs, this year it's been more difficult.
You can do bits over the phone. My boss does. He does a lot over the phone. But it's not the same. And we can't wait to get back so we can visit people.
The buddy scheme was set up because most of the members are without computers and many have to shield throughout the pandemic. Retired Colonel Ali Brown is the Vice President of the WRAC Association.
What we've managed to do is get people from totally different decades together. So we actually have a serving member of the Army who's chatting to a World War II veteran. So there you're crossing a divide of some 70 years. And for them to compare their service, even down to things like comparing uniforms and the way that the women were perceived by their male colleagues and what they actually did, the training they did, that kind of bridging the divide and bridging the decades is actually one of the main things to come out of this buddy-buddy system. And actually something we weren't expecting because we were just trying to alleviate the loneliness bit.
Kirsty Chambers with that report on the Women's Royal Army Association's efforts to tackle loneliness. Carol and Sally are among 63 other pairs set up across the association.